The war in Ukraine and its impact on the global economy overshadowed a G20 meeting in Bali on Friday. Host Indonesia urged foreign ministers to help end the conflict, whose repercussions, including rising energy and food prices, would hit poorer countries hardest. Top officials from the West and Japan insisted the meeting would not be business as usual. Heckles greeted Russia's top diplomat, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, as he arrived for the meeting. Lavrov accused the West of scuppering a chance to tackle global economic issues with frenzied criticism of the conflict.
There is only rabid Russia phobia, which they turn to instead of finding much-needed common ground on key issues on the global economy and finances, for which the G20 was created.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on the sidelines that challenges from rising food and energy costs had been, quote, dramatically exacerbated by Russian aggression against Ukraine. During the plenary meeting, he confronted Russia about blocking the export of Ukrainian grain and stealing it, a Western official said. Ukraine has struggled to export goods, with many of its ports blocked as the war rages along its southern coast. It is the world's fourth largest grain exporter,